Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. I just want to kind of give everyone a thank you, man, for coming out and support the event this past weekend. I mean, for the ones that missed out, man, I must say that we definitely had a ball. The guys down in Louisiana, man, the only thing I can say is big props up to you. They stepped up, man. They was racing. We had almost pretty much nonstop racing, man, after the storm stuff came through and watered down the track and stuff. So I'm like, man, that was real impressive with me. I mean, everybody got along. They had fun and everything. And so I just want to, man, come in. Had a few little problems, but we seemed to get that taken care of on top before we got into anything worse. So, man, again, I want to give my hats off to you. Louisiana really stepped up. I was really impressed, man, with the way the guys stepped up down there for us with the racing and stuff. So with that being said, and I guess we'll go on and open up the lines or whatever and open it up for people to make. I'm sorry about that. I just got a message to interrupt it. But let's see. Man, that threw me off. Let me open up this line here. 5675. Man, your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Oh, not too much.
Not too much of nothing. That thing turned out pretty good down there. Although, like you said, we had the little rain and everything, but everything still worked out.
Yeah,
we're
going
to go ahead and open up some more lines, get all the rest of the fellas that's waiting to get in, and we'll get this thing started.
All righty. Let's see here. All right. Yeah, let me see. I think I got one person here. Let's see here. 067. All right, Eugene, we got you open.
What's going on, fellas? How are y'all?
Not too much, man.
Hey, everything good? Everything good?
Man, you all may not believe this, but the lines were full at 7 o'clock tonight, man. Right at 7 o'clock. Marvin, I think your line is open, man.
What's going on, man? This is Marvin from Atlanta.
All right,
what's
not
up,
too much.
Marvin, my crowd,
what's going
man.
On? You know, I was not going to press one until my buddy pressed one. Oh, you're kidding?
What's up, Marvin?
You see, why you put that damn picture on Facebook with that damn crab and chicken?
I didn't put that on there. What was called a deal then, man?
Man, but that's all right. It was all good, boy. What?
Man. I didn't do that. That was a special deal then.
But, man, that was on point right there, boy. What? If y'all never had crab and chicken, come talk to me. Come talk
Marv,
to me.
Marv, did we hook you up, Marv? We hook you
what
up.
Man, what? Oh, my goodness. Man, what? Man, I've never thought. Man, that pot was so big, you can get it in and take a bath in it.
Chris, I wish I would have videoed Marvin when I first started, when I first showed him how to open the crab and start eating. Chris, I swear, listen, you would have thought Marvin was making love to some girl, bro.
Man, I have
look,
never. That was my first time ever eating anything like that before. I've never. What? Hey, man, I want to give thanks to you guys too. You guys really showed me as a, I be on this show all the time, but for the face, for the voice, it was good, man. It was good. Y'all really did y'all thing down there.
Thank you, man. We're glad to show y'all a good time. We're coming down to the hometown. So, and everything, we had a ball. We had a blast with everybody that showed up with us.
It was good. Good food. Chris put on a Chris, you put on a hell of a show, man. I must commend you on that show. You did the thing about all the stuff you had against you. You really did it. Bruh, two thumbs up on that one.
Okay, thank you, man. I lost my voice at that place.
But
I'm leaving.
Chris, I'm gonna have to just tell you how Marvin acted though. I just can't resist. I've been holding this, and ever since he did it, I just wish I had the phone out to video this. This was the funniest shit I've seen in my life. I opened that crab up for Marvin, and I had it open. Marvin tasted that. Marvin said, "Oh shit, goddamn! What is that? Whoa, woo, woo, shit, boy! So I said, Marvin, won't you just?" Taste some of this juice. Boy, Mom, taste some juice. Mom said, "Oh, shit, baby, what is this?" Mom took the juice and poured it on top of the chicken. That shit was so good, Tom. Boy, that was funny.
Yeah, that was serious right there, boy. I got beside myself, man. I apologize. I'm sorry. Don't
worry. You got to apologize. Okay, have a good
okay,
time.
Okay, okay. Where that point of down in Louisiana?
Hold on, Sean. We can't let that out of the bag yet.
No, he got to build that up. They got to be up for a field, though. We
got to
build that up. Oh, it's too early for that one,
Sean. Yeah, Sean, you can't break that out yet.
Hey, Chris, matter of fact, we don't shine until we tell you.
Okay. Sean, don't you start. Don't you say nothing. Don't say a word.
I ain't gonna say a word. I ain't gonna say a word, man. I'm just gonna say a word.
You sit back and don't say nothing. I'm just waiting on the opportune time. Chris, just let me know when that other line opens up. All I need is a
word. Right.
All I need to know.
y'all crazy, boy.
Wait, I need to know. I've been waiting on you, Sean, because I've been sitting there like, I'm going to make sure he hushed tonight. I don't want him to say nothing. But I told you
everything.
Yeah,
you said that, man. Don't say nothing.
Just say nothing.
I got it.
Yeah, just
wait.
I got it.
Oh, my goodness. When all the lines pop over, please let
us
know, Chris.
I'm begging no man for nothing.
But please, let that man know.
That was funny. That's funny as hell right there.
Man, has anybody got any updates on Miss Budline yet, or she?
I'm glad you said that. I want to send out a shout out. I seen she put out a little post that she was doing pretty good. So we wish you a speedy recovery, Ms. Bud Light Line. We hope you hurry up and get well so you can come back. The grudge lines ain't going to be the same without you. So if you can chime in just to say hello to us, we'd be good. But I know you probably can't do.
Yeah, our prayers
going out
so
to you for sure.
That's right. So she can cook some more chicken. So you need to get out of the hospital. And come on, get on the grill.
Well, she had a good time down there with us, too. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know where she went to that she got that hot food, though, because she put all that down. My ass is killing me. She must have went on the other side of the track.
Oh my goodness, that's
get the hey? Did you try the Marshall stew, the grill Marshall?
Oh yes, man. Man, that was, man. I've never had man. What? Let me. Oh, go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry. I had to take on the damn show. I was there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had a blast. Well, what I told that girl, but she talking about she can't eat that arson.
Oh.
She said, I ain't never ate this. I said, don't worry about it. You used to swallowing. Come on here. Put it down.
Yeah. Well, somebody was behind me filming that too. She said, I'll be swallowing. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute
now.
Yeah, look, man, you know it was all good anytime the women was doing it.
Yeah, you're right. It was all good and fun, man.
Yeah.
No disrespect and nothing.
None at all.
Man, good old fun. But you guys really, I got to give it to you guys, man. That was not an unexpected trip for me, and it worked out perfect. I mean, perfect.
Yeah, I was glad to get a chance to meet you, Mom.
I had the big truck up in there. Like, hell.
Yep.
Hold up, I
hang out with my buddy Shine all day.
Oh,
but. Yeah.
That was a pass at hand right there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We may have a message for you, man. Okay. I got another call here, guys. 6661. Your line is open. Hey, how's it going, man?
What's on, man? Your phone messing up bad.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me fix that. Yeah,
you're a little bit better, still has some
interference. You might got a bad line. He might hang you up and call you back.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah, let me try that. Hold on 1 second before you do it, man. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see. Sound like somebody
chopping up some damn onions or something.
All right, man. Yo, hang on, man. I'm going to try you back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's somebody's phone, but it ain't doing it no more. You don't hear it no more, man. That's mine right there. Y'all hit my motor. Hey, Chris, look, I'm down here at the racetrack, Chris, so I'm going to be on mute. But when y'all leave me, y'all just said something, I come off mute. So I'm listening.
I'm going to go on mute too when I'm not talking. Shine, don't you say nothing.
Oh, man.
I ain't going to say nothing. I swear, you don't say nothing.
All right, we don't have anything from Leo. All right.
Hey, Chris, that was Leo?
Yeah, that was Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all look for... I'm going to put a feed on call now. Ooh, wait. Just wait.
Just what? What happened?
He said he's going to put somebody on call out.
Yeah, I got something I got to put on call out for y'all to listen to.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can get him back on this time.
Yeah, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, that better?
Yep, that's a whole lot better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, that event was a nice event, too, man. I enjoyed myself. I just hate that the beast wasn't there. But for the record, I just wanted to call in and make it clear, you know, with the haters out there that's hating on the picture of me on my T-shirt, it's like this. I sponsor me. You know, anybody want to wear Tommy Hilfiger or whatever else, I ain't giving them a dollar. But I sponsor me. You know, it's me. I'm going to do me. You know what I'm saying? I just hate that, you know, people taking grudge racing out of the grudge races. Get in the water box and race. All that yapping with your jaws sounding stupid, being a comedian out there, ain't winning races. It just don't make sense. They're trying to find something to talk about. They hating on a T-shirt that I'm sponsoring me. You know what I mean? That don't make sense.
Tell him it was all dumb.
Those stupid ass boy from Texas, that slow ass bike that ain't gonna race nobody. Paul, everybody
who
knows.
Who y'all talking
about? You know
about
what I'm saying? Those stupid boy from Texas. Yeah.
I want him to say it. I don't want him to sit there and tell me. They got a whole bunch of them. Well, let me hush. But go ahead.
They got a lot of haters. But you know what? One thing I know about a hater, they can't take horsepower off that motherfucking bike I got. And I guarantee you, they coming.
Mayo, who are you talking about,
yo,
bro?
Big Paul from Texas. He ripping, he crying
night
about.
Oh,
yeah. Slow ass bike he got. Ain't beating nobody, ain't running nobody. And worrying about a picture on a T-shirt. I'm sponsoring me, he worrying about that. He all over my nuts all day at the track. About a picture of me on my...
Where the hell is Quizar?
He nowhere to be found.
Where is Quizar?
As a matter of fact, he spent all his money down there at the track. His cell phone got cut off. He can't even pay his cell phone bill.
Boy, his name is Mud on here.
He can't even pay his cell phone bill.
I'm about to step in it too.
Yeah, we called for him yesterday. He couldn't the phone said that.
I go buy my prepaid right now so he can listen to 5 minutes worth of shit I'm about to tell his ass.
Boy, everybody, wait. Y'all know y'all ain't no Quizar, is it?
Quizar.
Hey, Shine. Shine, that was a good passion bit on that bike while I was watching you on Street Chain bike. Looking pretty good there.
Appreciate this, man. It was okay. It was pretty decent, you know. I ain't never been on it. You know, but you know me. You know how I go. Oh yeah, I already know. I enjoyed myself, man. Even though I can't say nothing.
I can't call it, man. You know, I had to call in tonight to get on Quizar ass. His name Mud. Where's Quiz Fivehead?
Well, listen, if he called in, Chris.
He ain't got a Fivehead. He got a Fivehead.
Look, Chris, if he called in tonight, we're going to give him 5 minutes.
Okay.
We're going to give him 5 minutes of his fame, and then you're going to mute his ass. So we ain't going to take up the whole show, and he ain't racing.
Yep. I got the plan. I got to start it off, though. Hold on, y'all. Chris, what happened, though? I got to start it off, man. I was over there, man, in the parking lot, talking with Twin and kid and all of them. And so he was like, man, hold up. Let me call the roster. So we called Shine on the phone, had him on speaker, you know. He's like, man, where's Shine? Where you at, man? Shine said, man, I'm at home. He said, man, didn't I tell you, Chris, that boy wasn't coming down here, man. That boy wasn't coming. So Shine was hollering at him and stuff. And all of a sudden, man, Shine hung up the phone or whatever, but he called him back. And he said, man, where you at, Shine? Shine said, I'm at home, man. So soon as Shine said that, a brown truck pulled up. When us go down that slide, the motherfucker, I had shit in there. You could have bought some money for man a penny. He shocked me, man, when Sean let that window down. I said, motherfucker, I'm getting this track with a bike on the back of the truck.
Man, that man, like he saw a ghost, man. That man, like he saw a ghost. That man was sick, man. That man was sick. He was. He knew his baby was shot dead.
He looked like he had lost his best friend when he sat at that picnic table when you was on that scooter talking to him.
Man, I was on him. That was the worst experience he ever had in a drag strip. He was in the dark. He was like, somebody come get me out of here, please. I'm telling you, he didn't have a bike, man. That's the funny time. I told Chris to go find him a bike. Find him a bike. He didn't sign him a bike. He ain't got a helmet. He ain't got a jacket. Man, he didn't come here to race. So all that stuff you doing on that grass, not Chris, you see. You see, trying to go and find him a bike.
He better not say nothing to nobody.
He better not never come in and talk about what somebody can do.
Yeah, son,
yeah,
I got him.
But I told, look, Chris gonna set an outcome of the race. He gonna be two bikes in front of me and all that. And you know what my outcome of the race was. It gonna be a new show.
Man, y'all better quit telling that lie.
I wanna know
that
what
man
gonna
ain't
gonna
show up. He had to do something. You know,
He won't bring all that. He talked all that shit to you and ain't gonna do fuck straight. He ain't go to the track. Man, he ain't bring no helmet, no nothing. Hey, he could have said that money went to motherfucking bike and got that damn dip pulled out or something. Whatever. Man, look. Look, guys, we got another caller here, man. So let me open up the line here. 4920. Yeah, I want one. Line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, too, man.
I just want to ask Trine, man, what kind of car that world Chris always in?
Man, it looked like... It looked like an Acura, but something was missing.
Man, who got it?
Y'all ain't talking about the dude that told Shine he would watch stuff. He was a gremlin in disguise. Y'all ain't talking about the dude that told Shine he would come down there and that bent up ass car. He ain't going to be down there, fried. No, he shouldn't have come down there, boy. He know he shouldn't have come down there in that bent up ass car. He ain't going to be down there. Wait, motorcycle was. It was a Chevy. It was a Chevy. He got on the radio last week, so he was going to be down there fried. Man, that man went down there to Saturday. That man lied all the way around the booth, all the way around the go forward, man. Hey, Chris, if he ever tried with that, please show it to me. Man, listen. That was for the Shine came over. The Shine come got me to go, but he had disappeared somewhere. He had not a bike. That dude, I see Shine over there talking, man, what you come down here with that beat up ass car for? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Shine, that way ain't car, man.
Shine tried to get my scooter away for that boy to ride.
Everything. Whatever he get on. But yeah, hey, Chris, he said he's trying to get on.
Let's see, we got another caller. Let's see, 7224, man, your line is open. 7224, your line is open. All right, may have accidentally pressed one. Man, I want to also give Alex Hughes, man, a big prop for stepping up, man, running the bed after a bike. That race and talked about for almost, what, a year or so. So I want to give them guys some props for stepping up and running the race. And
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Hey, Alex, you stepped up and raced him, but, you know, Alex, you, that Mike got lucky. So I think, you know, Mike ought to try to get lucky again and run him again. And Alex, you won't do it October 4th. You know, we might get lucky twice. Steve Allen's youth won't play again. You know, he said he was spinning. So, you know, Bad Apple don't want a lucky win. We want to try to win on a good note. So tell him October 4th, be in Shreveport, and we'll be there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure some people are on here and they may relay the message on to them. Let's see here.
Man, what that dude's number is? I call him shit.
Which one? Between? I mean, kid?
The Quizar. One that was talking that shit to show. Yeah, I call him shit.
Queer R. It's not Quizar no more. It's Queer R.
Nah.
Listen, if that boy's name, I thought Sean was just making that up again. I thought he had an extra mouth the way he said it.
Sean, for now, that boy got to call you daddy. He got to call you daddy for now.
He took up the show 2 weekends in a row messing with him about racing.
Three.
Man, he
talked
about him on a four-wheeler with his leathers on and shit.
I thought it was going to be a showdown down there between him and Sean. He said he was going to be Sean on the tree.
He called Chris' name 100 times in one night. Chris, one thing for sure, Sean,
he damn sure beat you on the tree because he didn't get in the water.
He was so scared he didn't bring his goddamn suit.
Let me ask you this. Did he even get close to the stage of life?
God damn, man.
I'm gonna tell you what happened, man. God damn, he was so scared to get in the water, sitting next to me, it's all raining. God damn, he was running for his life. It's all raining. He thought I was beside him. He thought that somebody thought I was gonna get in the motorcycle. Boy, he went to running. Man, you thought something was wrong with him. Then he was running.
Yeah. Hey man, why y'all ain't taking no picture of that damn car?
All you gotta do is look on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's
a video out there.
I got it on video. Look on my page. It's the last video I posted on it. Go on my page. You see it?
Okay. I want to meet that little fella there in person.
Antonio, when you see him, he ain't gonna look nothing like he said. I swear, I was like, hell, I thought it was somebody else.
Hey, Sean, go to the store and buy you a clown, though. Every time you see that motherfucker, give it to him.
I still need to. I'm a clown.
Goddamn.
Hey, Sean, let me ask you a question. I've been reading a lot of comments on Facebook about this race between Bad Apple and Knight Rider. What was your outcome on that race, man? Because I've been listening to the guys.
I didn't even see it. When I got back to the pads on street game, I made a pad right. I got back to the land already because I stopped. The boy told me, man, you know what? He's a hit outside. 0.00009 of a second. What did you say he lost that?
Okay.
He said 0.6 seconds.
I know it was a lot of zeros. No, he said, the boy with the old school guy said he lost that.
Damn.
That's what he said. But I didn't see the race.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the video clip because I didn't actually see the race myself. I was behind all the commotion over there, but
did they lead together?
I heard Mike cut the tree down on it.
But shit. Yeah, Mike knocked the tree down on that boy. I saw the video. And that's what it looked like. They're going to whoop Bad Apple first, then they're going to whoop Geronimo, or either Angelo, then they're going to whoop Katrina. That's what the white boy said. They're going to whoop who? They're going to whoop Bad Apple first, then they're going to whoop Angola, either Geronimo second, and they're going to whoop Katrina third. That's what they said. And I told him, I told him C-Buster said he's going to give him the back tie. He told me he don't need shit from C-Buster. He's going to run C-Buster head up.
Yeah, he said that wrong, but he got knocked out in the third round. Right, right. Well, it happens when you got lucky in pocket. See, we all had luck. So the little money we won, it was just lucky. So, you know, if you won't play again in October forward and Gilliam, we probably could do that. I think if you call Mike out, I don't think Mike will run from it if he calls Mike out. All they gotta do is ask Mike for a rematch. I don't think Mike gonna run away from it.
You need to reach a whole other side. Yeah. That boy ain't gonna do nothing, man.
He gonna run on that race
over again. I think they ready. I mean, if they're not going to If Mike Bailey won and he said he was spinning all the way down, Knight Rider was spinning, I think he ought to try to run it again. Now, my money on the Bad Apple, but I think he should still try him again. I know where I'm putting my money.
Let me see if I can get Mike on the phone and see if Mike will even.
Yo.
What's happening?
I don't know
what that is. What's happening, fellas? Mark, you enjoyed yourself down here? Mark, on here, he can mute his phone.
Marvin.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Was that ass money when you got home?
No, it was okay.
That shit was hot, man.
It was a little spicy.
I couldn't fuck with it at all. Zero jokes. But I kind of heard them boys say that he was spinning all the way down the racetrack. I like to try him again. October 4th. Hey, get that out your mouth.
Well, while we got you on the phone, maybe you can give us insight of the race, Mike. I know you was there on the line, next race. So what was your outlook on the race, I mean? As far as I heard about when you cut the tree.
Yeah, he ran me down. He almost caught me. I tried again on the 4th. I mean, shit, when you behind, ain't no telling what might happen when you're coming up on him, man. Shit, you were coming hard down on the other end.
So, if he had a left with you, he probably would have won the race. But he went to sleep. Okay. So, next time he wake up, it'll be a better race.
That bike ain't fast.
We just out there playing around. We lucky.
We'll take a lucky win all day. We're going to try to take another lucky win.
I'd rather be lucky than good any day.
That's right.
By the time my luck changed all the goddamn bad luck I've been had here in the last 2 years, year and a half. Shit. By the time my luck changed.
Me too. October 4th.
But yeah. Yeah, we can do it October 4th if you want to do it. And I like to invite what's old boy named Soup Bone. I like to try you out October 4th too.
Come,
I like to try you out too, Soup. I know you listening, first one. October 4th, huh? Get your ass under that truck. Get him under that truck.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
And Super Bowl little sidekick Waka Flocka and little 1000. I remember last time the Beast didn't get down the track. He tried calling me out. So I sure like to play with him. I saw before too. Street child, street child, baby. Louisiana.
Well, y'all know when a certain person get on this phone, I'm getting off for it. I'm getting off the phone. I'm getting off the line and everything. Then y'all know.
Hey, Mike, don't say that. Hey, Chris, would you get Chris out of here? He's trying to get in.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Man, did y'all see that YouTube video? Oh, my God.
8247, Chris. The answer is 8247.
7 to press 1 on the phone, man.
I saw you get it. Take me his number. I'll call him.
Hold on.
Let me give you his number. It's 901. Hold on
1 second,
Sam. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right.
901.
Yep.
282.
Yeah.
8247.
All right. Y'all give me a minute.
I can't say Alex came up there to ask us for three races. That was, I'm going to tell you the three races he sees. He said he wanted to run the Angola bike. But you know we shook the Angola bike down Friday night and we had a few little issues with it. So then we had a few little issues with it. So he wanted to run it first. I told him, nope, you're supposed to run the red bike first. You're supposed to run the apple first. Then he said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. He said, we're going to lock up three races. He said, I beat the red bike, I'm going to run Geronimo. He said, I beat Geronimo, I want to run Katrina. That's what he had said.
Sean, he on you.
Hello.
Hey, Eugene,
right here. Hey, quick, though. Man, where you go to, man? How you come 700 miles with no bike, man?
No leathers, no nothing. A black car with a dent in it.
Man, how you do that, man? And then you sit on here and took up half of the radio show. How you did that, man?
Hello. That man hung up, man. That man done hung up, man. I think he has it. Well, hello. he on here.
We got another caller, guys. Let me see.
What's up,
Mr. Green may be on, man.
Am I on? This is Foster.
We got Mr. Oh, who is this, man?
This is Foster. My friend here, Killzone, he has something to say. Could y'all just give him a little silence? He's coming out.
Oh, man, y'all need to stop that, man.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hey, Sean. My mama's been covered.
See, that's what I don't have to say nothing. I don't have to say nothing. The proof is in the pudding. I don't have to say one word. I don't have to say nothing.
Hey, how are you?
Quit up.
My phone's still saying conference call, so I know he on here.
What? Come on, hey, Quill, now you. I know you talk, man.
Come on, man.
come on. He might as well come on and get in and get over with.
We just gonna catch him at the track somewhere. He might not even show his face at the track no more this year.
He's gonna stay in Memphis.
He ain't gonna even show his face in Memphis because he knows Shine gonna see him.
It's true what they say. Quizar is going to
stop. Hey, Shine, everywhere you see him, Shine, everywhere we go to truck, I want you to point him out.
Hey, man, God knows that was awesome.
I got you.
Hold up.
I'm going to give y'all an imaginary review of it. Have y'all ever seen George Jefferson?
Yeah.
Okay. Get George Jefferson about another foot tall and put some two little clothes on him.
Hey,
Shine,
with a five head.
Yeah.
He ain't got no four head. He got a five head.
motorcycle in the trunk of that car.
Yeah, he had a blow up motorcycle. That kid got a big trunk, man. That's probably how the dick got there because he's trying to get the bike in that motherfucker.
Y'all leave it alone. He gonna put the front tire in the trunk, strap it down, put it in neutral, and let the bike hang out the damn trunk.
Anything locked in for what? The Rock coming up? I know you got the Rockingham race on the 30th, and then you got the H&P race on the 31st. Yeah. Anything? Anybody got anything locked in for those? Or talking about doing anything? Or
I know Craig Moe and that Blue Magic Pipe were talking about locking in. Craig Moe will get on the goddamn back tie.
Okay.
Doing that 14 again, Blue Magic.
Quizar might race if he show up.
We got another call. One second. 3692, man. Your line is open. Got a drop call. All right.
Yeah, Jack. I thought for sure, that man got nothing.
For you, man.
Man, my baby mama parked up at the house, my little boy, and she wanted to go out. So, I ain't the one that turned out my baby, so I got my baby.
Well, you could have brought him with you here. Mike riding around with one on the scooter with him, so you could
have come on down. Listen to me, man. This little nigga is 1 year old and bad as fuck.
Hell, my baby ain't 1 year old.
I can't smoke when I got my baby with me. I'm on smoke break. When I'm at the track, it's so many ignorant motherfuckers that I have no other choice but to be high.
Boy, you crazy.
Man, you hey, man, got your Cajun food. You would have been all right. You wouldn't have had to go and you don't have to, this man find me something to drink.
They told me that Cajun food out there real good, man, but I don't really
like
the food.
Hey, I guarantee you what. I guarantee I bet you some money, my little girl, 2 times bad as your boy. And she'll go.
Get out of this church. Give me about 5 minutes. I'm just getting out of church.
Okay.
Give me about 5 minutes. And I'm going to straight. Chris, I'm going to get out of church. I'm going to straighten Eugene and Shine out. Just give me 5 minutes. I got both of them bombs. I got a text message on them. I got a text message about them two assholes. See them, love them. Let me get out of church.
He don't talk all that shit.
Yeah. Well, he's about to get everybody. If he's somebody he's going to come get off me to shine, he better get ready because they got the whole mob squad on your way.
He better get me held in because I'm ready to talk about it.
Man, that man ain't going to call this thing back, man.
Y'all ain't doing
that. He ain't in no church, man. That man not in no church.
Hey, Sean, did I tell you y'all going to get
him? Yeah, you said you going to get him. You told me don't worry about it. He said, don't worry about it. I got it.
Shine, you lying to me, man. That man look like George Jefferson for real.
Chris, I'm back, Chris. Now they gonna let me talk. Let me get situated. Cause let me straighten. Hold up. Sharon, shut up, bum. I know you don't go to church. But let me get you jeans straight, then I'm just saying. If you gonna let me talk, I just left church, man. I ain't finna argue with you. You gonna let me talk, then I'm gonna let you talk, boy. You understand? You gonna let me talk first, boy. Hey boy, would you shut up, man? You alley back. Now I'm trying to be nice to you now. I just left church. Hey Chris, let me straighten Eugene out, then I'm gonna straighten Shine out, then I'm gonna get him a chance to ask me questions. First of all, Eugene, let me straighten you out, Eugene. Number one, Eugene, I don't need you to book no races and lock no races in with me. You understand me? Now, you just worry about Katrina. Now, a good race would be you and Shan, both of y'all senior citizens. He's 50, he's 66, and you 56. Now, that would be a good race. Now, let me finish. Chris, let me finish, then I'm going to let them ask me questions. The reason I didn't bring my bike, because the bum Shan told my partner, kids, I don't bring your bike, man. That's why I didn't bring my bike. The bum told me don't bring my bike. Hey, now hold up. Let me finish, man. Then let y'all question me. Y'all got all the questions for the king. Y'all ask me questions. But Eugene, from this day forward, Eugene, walk around with the old suspenders on. I don't need you to book no race or lock no race. How about me and you lock in? Now I'm ready to lock in with you.
Hey, Chris,
my wife called me. Hold up, my wife called me. I'm going to call y'all right back.
I want to know why he just told that last time I didn't call him.
He just lied and said that man didn't call him. He just told him. Ben, my kid, he said hello. When I clicked on him, he disappeared. Might have been in church.
Did you call that man and tell him don't bring his bike?
Man, come on, y'all. What the fuck am I saying from a garbage?
Why would you listen to somebody else? Why couldn't he talk to Sean personally?
Well, my thing is this, why Sean showed up if he had told the man, but he wouldn't just drive just to come down.
Well, hey, look here. Chris knew it was a lie, because the first thing I asked him when I saw him, where your bike? Chris knew
it
was a
lie.
The truth is,
everything that boy saying is a lie. He making all this stuff up.
He said he was in church, that's a lie. Then he said his wife just called him, that's another lie.
It ain't no why he couldn't have called Shine. It was a lot to start with. That's his way out. He's looking for a way out. Boy, the whole thing. That is funny to me.
All that man got to do is say, Shine, I apologize. I can't beat you. I realize it.
He ain't going to do that.
I just want to know why he lied and said I ain't called it. That was a simple lie.
Yeah. That's the first time.
I wasn't trying to book no race. I just told them to go lock in. That way they can have it done while you're walking all day.
Exactly. That way, you know, if you're real true about racing, $250 ain't going to make you a break.
No.
If you're so sure you're going to win or you're going to race, what's the problem?
My second question would be, why in the hell he drove that car to the track?
Exactly. He should have rode his bike to the track. Really?
Y'all should have stopped and picked him up, man.
Hey, Sean.
Man, that dude is
sick. Last week he told Sean he could get anybody.
No, he told me to get Chris. I told Chris to find me a stock bike. Didn't I have some stock bike down there, Chris?
Yep. And then he turned around and tried to tag you, talking about Shine up on his own bike, so he ain't gonna race. That nigga is a full grown ass clown.
Yeah, he is. He got the jackass of the year contest. He won the jackass of the year contest. He won it. Jackass of the year.
So listen to him now. He's gonna tell me just me and him lock in. Now he knows so good in where I don't ride an Ashy bike.
That boy is a.
That's why he said some stupid shit like.
Hey, I tell you what, Pee-wee, didn't know like I don't ride, but lock in with him. I ride my bike with
him. I was trying to figure, but he hung up and got off the phone.
Lock in with him.
Hey, this is Tammy, and I'm just going to say that on September 6th, that's in a couple of weeks, we have it going down in Birmingham at Lassiter Mouth, and this is going to be one of the biggest grudge races in the Southeast. We got bikes and cars. It's going to be totally off the chain. Coors is coming in and sponsoring it for us. We got so many folks going to be there. We got Bud Light Lime there. We actually have Silver Bullet coming in. We have Katrina's going to be in the house, the Goons. Quiet Storm. It's going to be, we got Hulk Racing out of Birmingham, Hulk Smash out of North Carolina. We got Hardcore Dope Money's going to be in the house. It's going to be huge right here in Birmingham. You guys need to be there on September 6th.
All right. I will be there.
Who is that?
Get that call to your girl.
Well, I know you'll be there. LOD is going to be in that house for sure.
All day long.
You sure got a lovely voice.
You ought to see that person, boy. Move along.
Oh, he got a chance
be
to
nice,
see who
be
he
nice,
is.
Fellas. Be nice. Be nice.
Hey.
Yeah, be nice.
At a quarter mile or an eighth of a mile?
I'm doing great, bro. For you.
Eighth mile.
What do you mean?
Was 8 miles? Yeah. But they got enough room to run a auto. They shut off at damn near 8 miles.
They got enough room to run 3 feet auto?
They shut off at damn near another 8 miles.
Yes, indeed. Let me see if we're ready to drag on here with another exclamation. I'm going to try this number again, man. 7224. I see your line still active, so I'm going to open it up. So 7224, your line is open.
And again, I'm good.
All right.
Man,
I tell you what, man. That must be them Alabama. Man, did y'all see how them Alabama guys try to hang up on the catch and lose out this weekend?
Hey, man, my boy said they couldn't get no rain this weekend out there.
Man, I was trying to figure that out to see. Who did they go talk to?
I don't know. Whoever they were asking, they said they started complaining about their cut. Somebody got lost, though.
Is it me?
They brought an all motorbike down there. They call it Quiet Storm. And they were trying to run a 14 or something. And somebody started talking about the clutch set up and this and that. However, whatever happened, they didn't get a run. I know the dude, Trey had a booster on that street that slider. He didn't get a raise. Now, who they asked to raise that, I don't know.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
But shit, storm bike is a street bike. Matter of whether you want to ride it at.
Yes, indeed. Wow.
I don't know who he was asking because they had plenty of folks that he could have got a race with. Or if they just had some folks that just didn't want to run.
Yeah. Yeah, see, when you say you ain't going to make September 15th.
No, I'll be at work that week. Yep,
I know some dude, a dude named Marcus, he got on Facebook today. And he said he's still telling the sick he's going to show you the fastest, he got the fastest hand clutch mic out. He out of Decatur, Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I saw Buck saying he had the fastest hand clutch. For that? Buck.
Buck
need to come and
goddamn
see by the
man. How long Buck might get?
I want to say that might probably about
70. Oh, I thought they were dealing with some stock wheelbase about 60 inches.
Nah. He got grunt glasses on. It's a boot.
No. I was talking about my little street trim, street bike. Stock wheelbase, hand clutch. True.
See, the only person I can think about that really helped them South Wheelbase bikes in Alabama is theirs. One Z. And when Mr. Parker let him fuck out. I think Mr. Parker stole his bike.
Yeah, Marker's been kind of quiet on the scene, man.
Last time I talked to him, he told me he sold that 1,000, so I don't know if he out of it or what.
Guys, look, we got a couple good lights that came on. But I will tell you before he comes on here.
Hey, man, we'll see y'all later.
This is how we're going to do custom cut tonight. I already have received a message from the Billy Mays camp. And as of now, which is 8:07, he hasn't made a phone call or whatever transaction back and forth to him, so don't come on with Billy Mays until the phone call is made now, because so we're going to open up your line. All right, custom cut. Your line is open, man.
Okay, Chris, what you mean don't come on because Billy Mays? I mean, I'm already locked in with Eddie Kane. And me and Billy Mays talked yesterday. I told him I can't make it to VMP. And I can't make it to Rockingham, but I see if little Richard and Lord have mercy can make it.
Okay.
But I can't make it up there, but I'm already locked in with Eddie Kane. That's already done.
Oh.
So I mean one thing about this, Chris, man, when I lock in a race with these guys, man, we gonna do it. We gonna do it. So Billy Mays, we was on the phone, I mean, like for like 30 minutes yesterday, and we talked, we came up with he said EJ couldn't get off to come to the Valdosta race, so I can't do nothing about that. I can't make it to Rockingham or VMP, but it ain't like I ain't trying to race. But I came over tonight to give props to Michael Phillips for doing that race with the Texas dude, the Oscar Mayer Wiener race, you know. And I give him a major props for doing that race. Congratulations, Michael Phillips, you finally got one.
Oh, that's bullshit. What you mean major props? Like we down south don't race nobody. Man, get out of here with that.
Man, didn't nobody say nothing to you because you don't race nobody.
That's why I got all the wins underneath my belt. Wait, hold on.
I came on here and I gave props to Michael Phillips. I said congratulations on his win. I didn't say nothing.
Why don't you come on here and say you're going to try him again? Why don't you come on here and say you're going
to
give him a rematch?
Wait, hold on. That's what you want me to do, but my racing revolves around what you want me to do. I'm racing Eddie Kane. I done called him out on Facebook. They said I wouldn't run Eddie Kane. They said I was scared of Eddie Kane. We done locked in the money. We done talked to Dano. Everything's set and done. I don't want to hear nothing about he ain't running right this year. That's the only reason why I'm calling him out. No. I mean, I'm going to give y'all what y'all want to see. Y'all want to see me run a 1,000? And hopefully the 1,000 get by me, it's not going to happen.
Now, I ain't worried about Eddie Kane. I'm just saying, you know, you're in Mike Race, and yeah, you won. We take our hat off to you. But I guarantee you, when I was running, everybody I raced them more than once.
Okay,
anybody
I mean, I didn't
that
know that was
back,
in a rule. Wait, hold on. I didn't know we had a rule book with grudge racing, fellas, Chris, Antonio, everybody on here. I didn't know we had a rule book.
Well,
I didn't know you
respect.
Had to race anybody. I didn't know you had to race people twice in order to get props off a race.
Let me ask you a question. Was that a lucky win, or you just playing our horse?
No, that wasn't no lucky win. I'm going to tell you what a lucky win is. A lucky win is when you lock in a race and when you go down there and something happened to the other man's bike and you luck up and win. I wasn't even planning to run Michael Phillips. We didn't even talk about running. That was a last-minute race to give the racers something, to get a fan something to see. I wasn't even planning to race Geronimo. Lord
see,
knows I wasn't.
That's where I'm kind of lost at. Since when you got a plan to run somebody?
Okay.
When my bike
was
white,
okay.
I go to the track, I'm going to run anybody out there. I don't have to plan to run
okay.
nobody.
Let me tell you something. It's like, wait, hold on. It's like now in Valdosta, you know, I'm planning on racing Eddie Kane. But if Eddie Kane don't show up, or if he blow up, I'm going to race somebody else. That's what I'm saying,
right.
You know.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, it wasn't planned. Lord knows, man, I came down on a fresh setup, ain't never rode the bike. The bike was acting up, and we ran.
Right.
And we ran. Everybody forgot about how I was struggling at the track Friday night. Nobody don't want to tell that. But I still did the race because I'm a true grudge racer. No matter how y'all look at me, I'm a run.
Right.
And I ran Geronimo, and I won.
Right. You did.
Excuse me.
Let me ask you a question. You're not going to never run Geronimo again?
No. What I'm going to do is, since Michael Phillips said he'll run me with Bad Apple, when I get finished,
okay.
if say if Eddie Kane don't run, then
right.
Alfonso been on Facebook just now talking about he want to run M1 against me. But I don't mind running Michael Phillips again. I'm not scared of Michael Phillips. He just a man just like me. He a man just like me. I'm not scared to run Michael Phillips. But why keep running the same dude when it's 100 grudge races out here wanting to run me?
Because he got different bikes.
No, because you know what? What he want to do is prove something to y'all. If he would have beat me, it would have been me on here asking to run Michael Phillips again. But now he asking me. Say what now?
You have one bike. Mike Phillips rides how many bikes? Oh.
Michael Phillips,
different bikes. We don't care about you beat Michael Phillips. We're talking about you beat Geronimo. Take Michael Phillips out of the equation. It's the
okay,
bike.
Well,
we
what you really asking? You want me to run Michael Phillips
run
again?
Will you run Geronimo again?
Am I a black man in the United States? Yes, I run Geronimo again. What you mean win? I got a whole Okay. Hold on. Now, fellas, all jokes aside. Now, when Katrina beat N2, when N2D beat Katrina, Katrina came back and ran. Okay.
Right.
Do we still got to go through that seesaw like that? I mean, come on, man. The bikes. You know. Do you think the fans
N2G
really want to see that happen over and over
again? We were running
again.
N2G, hey, man. Just on Facebook this week, he said we were running. He said, let me see what he said. He said Katrina came in and ran a storm on us. When we go
okay.
back to the shop, we will come back
okay.
out.
Okay, oh, wait, hold on.
Is this Marvin I'm talking to? Thank you.
Okay, Marvin, let me ask you a question. Hold on, Marvin. Let me answer the question, sir. Okay. Ask yourself this now. If you need to ask Geronimo now, do they really want to run me again? I'm the champ. I beat them. You need to ask Geronimo, do they want to run me again?
How about this, Marvin?
Man, let me tell you something, man. One thing about it, in racing and competition, you don't never try a man that's going to start on a equipment that you don't roll. Man, I don't roll that bike. I got that bike covered no matter what day of the week I race him.
Running back.
Well,
race the bike again.
What?
Wait, hold on.
See, I know what y'all want. Y'all want me to sit out there and raise and keep beating this man head in or maybe lose. That's what y'all really want me to do. But you know what? Just to satisfy y'all. Hey, just to satisfy y'all. Hey, wait, just to satisfy y'all, I'm going to tell you this what I do. If Eddie came back out that race, man, I run that joke on Bad Apple. So really, Geronimo ain't a fair race, man. I'm way faster than that bike. That bike cannot run me.
I'll tell you what, Custom, if you run a Bad Apple and me and you have a side bet on it,
Bring your pocket.
On this street car bike?
Man, Chris. Let me tell you something now. Hold on. We got a street tie named Nino Brown that a 250-pound rider already done beat me. What Mayo would give me?
In North Carolina, right off the trail, I pulled up on the side of you. I didn't make a pass. You didn't make a pass. I told you for $1,000, you watch me move. I'm going to sit right on side of you. And you didn't want to
give
do
nobody.
Nothing.
Wait, hold on. I don't give nobody nothing. I don't give nobody nothing.
I'm 69 inches.
I don't care what you is. You look retarded, but I don't treat you like that, do it.
That's okay. Guess what? You run Bad Apple, and please promise me you're going to sign that lease. Me and you going to do
man,
it
I,
side
No, bet. No. I tell you what. Better yet, if Eddie Kane don't run me, I side bet you $1,000 that Bad Apple won't get round me. Nah, lock it in. Look, ain't no need to lock in. I'm the champ. You've been down the whole year. I done jumped up four or five times.
Guess what? That $1,000, we're going to bet that $1,000, buddy.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right here. It's a lot of guys on this line. There's a lot of people listening right now. You the only one sticking your neck out there, Mayo. Don't be like that, man. You don't want to mess with me, man.
Take my money. Hey, take my little change. I'm going to bet that $1,000 side bet, me and you. When you run Bad Apple, it's covered.
Okay, all right. Like I said, man, I'm 1-0 against NHRA champion. I'm 1-0.
You're going to the rider, man.
We talking about the bike, man. Hold on, Chris. Can y'all stop the show? How many bikes y'all in Louisiana going to throw at old Caesar before I knock them all out?
Man, I have a whole list of them. Just knock them all out, man. Wow.
Hey, knock them all out if you can knock them all out, but you got to score.
I went through Geronimo like Bad Green. Now y'all want to throw Bad Apple. Who's next?
It don't matter. Keep knocking them down if you bad
Wow. Enough. Man, I'm running through states, man. I'm not even racing races no more. I'm running through states. What state is next? Alabama, y'all want some?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, Antonio. Hold on now.
Yeah.
I already beat y'all here again.
I tell you what, when will Nino Brown be ready?
Man, I ain't gonna say that. I ain't even gonna come in on Antonio. I'll call you tomorrow on that.
We will pull every street tie on your ass with Nino Brown.
We're talking October 11th in Valdosta, right?
In Valdosta,
yes. My home
track. If you don't run any cane, then Bad Apple is going on sit in. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm going to tell you this right here. And everybody listen tonight. I don't care which lane he gets. He got lanes for us. He can pick the lane he wants.
God,
he can pick the lane he wants.
I don't want no excuses this time.
Wait, hold on, fellas. I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm going to have a trailer full of buttons, and he can pick which lane he wants. I don't want no excuses out of that professional rider.
Listen, I got one question for you. CC.
Yeah.
Just in case bad apple don't get out of the truck, will you run Geronimo?
Man, how many bites? Wow. I mean, Chris,
I tell you this right here.
I want to see how fast I am. Since this is the last race of the year, I want to see how fast I am. I tell you this right here. If bad apple don't get out of the tank, I'm willing to run Katrina for $500.
Katrina ain't gonna start up for $500.
Hey, you know what, Eugene? All jokes aside, man, I want to see where I need to go for next year. So yeah,
You're not gonna size up for $500. That's for sure.
Okay, well, I mean, I talked to Steve about that. You just a team
on.
Hold on.
You want to call him? Look, UJ, I have to tell you. Hell no, it ain't gonna happen.
Okay, let's talk about the slow bike then. I already beat Geronimo. No offense to Eddie Kane, but I hope your bike have a few problems with that apple. Go ahead, on.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Eddie Kane, but
That's crazy.
The maximum time permitted for recording your message.
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. Wait, hold on. Big Mayo, that's dead wrong.
Yeah, I know, I apologize, Eddie Kane, but Custom Cut, you act like you can't run more than one fight. Wait, hold on. Custom Cut asks, when will Geronimo run him? Eugene, when will Geronimo run him again? Man, Custom Cut is not going to run. He's picking it up. Okay, Custom Cut, you got the floor now.
Wait, hold on. First of all, don't act like y'all a big dog with this racing thing. Because Geronimo, I did what I said I was going to do. And you remember what we talked about, Eugene.
Let me tell you something. First of all, look at this, bro. I told you once and I'll tell it to you again. We don't give a damn whether we run you again or not. It don't matter. But if you want to run, if you don't, then we already know that. So that's cool. We're through with that conversation.
You know, that's why I locked in a race with Eddie Kane. But if y'all over there wishing that Eddie Kane don't run me, that'd be $500 in my pocket.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's a male thing. I take that back.
I don't mean no bad wishes on Eddie Kane. But this is my thing, because I don't understand why you only can run one bike at the track. I don't understand that.
Wait, hold on. So y'all don't know my MO from day one. I'm only going to do one race at the track. And Caesar only going to do one race. Whether he blow or go, he only going to do one race. I don't run my horse in the ground. I don't care what y'all say. I'm not going to run my horse in the ground. But Eddie Kane picked on me last year when he know I was limp. And Eugene, you know I called you on this. And I said, Eugene, I want to get right. I want to get right to run Eddie Kane because he embarrassed me in Bad Austin. And you told me, and you remember what you told me, now I'm ready. So don't pick on, y'all don't pick on me because I'm calling Eddie Kane.
But wait, hold up now. Who's picking on you now? Get that straight. I'm not picking on you.
Man, but y'all act like
I'm. I ain't say shit to you.
Yeah, I understand that, Eugene, but the sound of your voice, the stress in your voice, I can tell that you feeling some type of way since I got past Geronimo. But Geronimo was limp, y'all.
You didn't win that on a clean race. So I don't know why you ran.
I blew up on the other end.
Mike fell on his face out the gate.
Antonio, who had the cleanest pass, me or Geronimo? Me or Geronimo?
You did, that's it. They I, know that, I mean, you beat him off the tree. The rain was over at the tree.
But I fell on the other end. My bike blew up on the other end. He had a cleaner passing idea.
I mean, that damn Valdosta, it was all about who cut off the tree first. You got off the tree first, you cut the wind light on. They said he was coming back. I don't know. I wasn't down there. I didn't really get a chance to see the rain because we were locking in with the Dango.
That day,
you had the better bike. I mean, you can't discredit the wind just like you can't discredit Mike Wynn for being goddamn that bike last weekend. A win is a win, a hell is a hell.
Right, that is true.
Tonio, hold that thought for 1 second, man. We got one more caller here that popped up, 8025, and your line is open.
No, y'all go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. All right, Tonio, you can take the flow back, man. Sorry about that.
All right. But, as far as, I understand what you're saying. You don't want, you came to the range, you did what you said you were going to do because Mike had that ticket on you. Now, my thing is this right here. If y'all at the track and ain't no racing going on, if they draw down on you and you feel you can get by again, you got that race.
Yeah, Antonio, what did I do that day? They drawed on me and I pushed back. And I pushed right on past Michael Fielder. I cut his head off at the tree, and I don't care who get upset about it. A pit crew or whatever. I don't care. I mean, that's racing. That's racing. Michael Fielder can't beat everybody, and I can't either.
That's part of the race. You win some, you lose some. My thing is this right here. My thing is this. If y'all at the track together, both bikes are running right again. Get fucking wet. Ain't no need to talk about it.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this right here. If both bikes running right, I don't care. If I'm out there, man, they already know how I was looking at Rockingham. Man, I want to run. Man, Coop had to tie me to the trailer to get me from going out there to run.
I'll tell you what. They want you to run their camp. Y'all got two bikes in y'all camp. You run bad after, and let Lord have mercy run whoever else in their camp.
They don't want that. They don't want no problem. They don't want no problem.
Hey, you got two races.
They don't want no problem, but see, this only bad thing about it, man. You know, we affiliated with them cats in some type of way, and we can't run everybody they got because Richard ride some of them bikes, and we can't run everybody they got. So I mean, you know, it's like we stuck. But I mean, that's why I turned to running the 1000s because. Ain't no strings attached. Eddie Kane, you know, and Fonzo, I'm going to show y'all this right here. I'm going to show y'all this. Nobody else don't want to run M1. Nobody else don't want to run him. I run him. I don't care if I get beat. I run Fonzo. He put Lil Charlie on that bike like I told him on Facebook tonight. He put Lil Charlie on that bike. I run him in Valdosta. I run him in Valdosta. I ain't scared of him.
Will
you run a night rider bike?
Man, I'll run him. I'll mow him down. I'll mow him down. I'm talking about run him.
Damn.
Run him. Man, don't. Let me tell you something.
Antonio. What up?
He had no hesitation, did he?
I swear to God, he damn good kicked that man in the joint.
They just sent me a message to say lock it in.
Well, when? Tell him to come to Valdosta. I'll lock it in tonight, doggone it.
I'm going to tell
you a spot where you can kill about three birds at one stone, man. We may have to call JP again and tell him to pick you up and bring you up on this end.
They sent a message up
to say, you coming to Memphis?
Yes, we coming to Memphis. Ain't no problem with Memphis. We coming to Memphis. That'll be
all right, well, they said lock it in for Memphis.
Okay, Chris, man, come on, man. Get them jokers on the line now. Get them on the line now. Get them on the phone now.
Listen, they sent me a message. He sent me a message to lock it in. Lock it in for
man,
them.
Man, wait. Hold on. Let me tell you something. And since they listening, since the world
man,
listening,
don't nobody want to hear that bullshit.
No. One thing about the East Coast over here. One thing about the East Coast, we represent. Ain't nothing over there that way going
to
outrun anything on the East Coast. Right now, y'all
run 0-0.
Y'all 0-0.
That's because you don't want to race us anymore. You don't want to race nobody
else. Man, Chris, get Knight Rider on the phone right now. Tell him to link up. send a link up. I'm ready. And I guarantee
yeah,
you, they ain't going
to
be
able to ready to lock in with Bad Apple. You're not ready to lock in with Bad Apple like that.
Man, look
at
it, man. It's something about a red-haired freckle-faced racer that want to race custom cuts. Man, let me tell you something. Don't you ever draw on me. Don't you ever draw on me with an old school bike. Come on, man. Come on. I'm
what
the champ.
What
I'm
you call,
the champ.
What you call, champ? What you call, look, I'm going to call you champ. Champ, what you call that bike, brother?
A dinosaur.
What? Pee-wee.
I don't mean to say it, but...
Pee-wee, hold on.
Pee-wee, that one motherfucking boy bet more money than 50 than them motherfuckers did. Wait, it don't matter. It don't matter, but I'm going to teach him something about drawing on over here on the East Coast. Man, look here. I tell you what. If he want to, I'm going to sun on him. You get the back tie, Knight Rider. You get the back tie from Caesar.
I like the Knight Rider. Lock in 500. I like the Knight Rider.
Okay,
Alex said he's just waiting for the lock-in. Cousin Cut, you can, I know it's
I
willing than good or less, so.
I will run him in a minute.
You got a street time fight, you said? You got a street time?
Mayo, hold on.
CC, I just want to make sure I understand this. I want to make sure that, that they understand this, and I understand. You're going to give him the back tie in Memphis, and y'all going
to
lock in.
Wait, here's what the race is going to be. Here's what the race is going to be. I want everybody to hear this tonight. I will raise Knight Rider head up in Memphis.
Okay.
Head up, and I'm willing to lock this in. Now, ain't no Ain't no Don't nobody dictate
now,
what
look,
I
just make up, make, I'm just saying, because that's what I'm trying to get the clarification so it won't be no confusion.
Yeah. So they don't want shit.
So they want you head up, cousin Cut.
What's the lockup?
500.
What's the poke out money?
$500. And Chris, look, you got my number after this show because I don't handle business because I'm corporate. You know, since I beat Michael Phillips head in, I'm corporate. Call me after this show. and look, you have Knight Rider on the phone. You have Alex
Cut,
on the phone,
just,
and we'll lock
okay,
this
look,
in.
I just got another message from. They want to do 500 punk out.
That what they just he said that.
No, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Come on, man. I'm $1 million man over here. I mean, I'm talking dollars, Chris. Come on, man. Keep up, man. $1 million, you know. Hey, look, Chris. At any time, if I'm speaking fast for you, just slow it down.
I like Mr. 2320. I like 2320.
Hey, cousin, this mail. Can I get a loan? I need to borrow some money.
Get him on the line, Chris. Get him on the line.
Hey, Mayo, you're spoiled. You're spoiled.
I won't get along. Let me call somebody, hey, man. I need
cut, I just got another one here, and I'm just throwing this little bit. They want to do 5 on 25.
Well, hey, look, we running Eddie K for 3,000. You ain't saying nothing, baby. You ain't saying nothing.
Oh, man, I'm loving this.
Hey, you ain't saying nothing, baby. You know,
yeah,
come on, man.
I mean, you know, look,
I'm gonna tell you something. Antonio can sit up here and shuck and jive, but he put in 500 when I ran Geronimo. Now what?
I told him I was gonna bet with you.
If he want to put his money on the shit, he can.
That's right.
Now, see, I ain't want to tell nobody's secrets, but one of my partners had a bet on the tree. $500 that I was going to mow the tree down better than Michael Phillips, and he won that $500. Now, bet that. Now, bet that.
Man, ain't nobody talking about no shit from way last year, damn near. Fuck. We talking about shit going on from the present and the shit that's coming up. Now, get your ass to the racetrack and let that boy put them lights off in your ass. That's what you do.
Right.
That's an old race. I should be talking, not you. So go ahead and lock that race here with that boy. Good night, sweet booty. I ain't saying nothing else to you, sweet booty.
I'm going to tell you good night.
Tell him boy I be throwing them got their sleep punches in.
Yeah, we coming anyway.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, if that freckle-faced, red-haired boy come up there with a dinosaur, I'm going to run through it like Bad Green
Sunday.
Now, look.
Don't go over there and start no mess with Brian over there, and then Brian kick you off the track again then you because you know you don't want to run that boy now.
So what you talking about, man? Am I still banned?
We got to a pass, CC.
Wow.
Yeah. We got to a pass. You can go anywhere you want to go.
Don't go
there and talk about the weather again and get banned from the truck again.
Hey, Custom,
since you're $1 million man, let me ask you a serious question. Your bike, since you're in a new camp right now, you think your bike is probably in the top three fastest in the country?
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
Okay. I know it is.
We had a ranking
last week. I think we said what? Katrina was number one, and Too Deep was number two.
And I'm number three. I'm number three.
No.
Wow.
Okay. Look.
I'm number. The Kingpin ain't beat nobody. What y'all talking about, man? They ranked me number three. They put me number three, and the show was recorded. Man, look at it. I tell you what. Man, look, man, y'all so shady on this line because Kingpin ain't beat nobody.
Coming back up now, since we had this race this past weekend, we got the Knight Rider bike, and plus we got
Bad Apple
bike in the ranking now.
Okay,
so.
first of all, I raced Geronimo, one of the top bikes in the top five, and I beat him like he stole something. He raced a dinosaur. Man, you don't get no props off that.
Hey, man, why you keep calling that man bike a dinosaur, man?
Man, that man bike a dinosaur. Look how he was sitting up on that bike. Yeah, like he was doing something.
Man,
Michael
Phillips
said
himself, that motherfucker will hunt.
Yeah, but he lost. Long as he's hunting behind me.
Michael Phillips said, if they had left together, he probably would have lost.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't value nothing Michael Phillips say when it comes to racing, because I beat his head in. He better value what I say.
Hey, I'm
gonna tell you this right here. He better be glad he didn't look behind him because he was right there on his coattail.
Calling for Chris.
Huh? Michael Phil, old paper champion.
So they hurry up and jumped on that rematch lined up. So I think they're going to try to do that here real soon.
If they do that rematch, I'll come over there and watch that. Because that old school ain't going to get around no boozer.
You come and watch it. Bring your bike. When you come to watch it, bring your bike so you can get your ass in line.
Wait, hold on. First of all, you better watch how you talk to me, Mike. So you talk to me now.
All right, sweet baby. I'm going to talk to you like I got my 2-year-old baby, my 1-year-old baby. All right, baby. You need me to birth you? You need me to birth you? Feed you a bottle and birth you? You need me to feed you a bottle and birth you?
Hey, Mike, you better mind how you talk to me. Hey, you remember what I
forgot
that
food.
I don't know, driver. We supposed to be in there.
Hey, you know what,
hey,
Come to Shreveport,
October 4th. Come to Shreveport. That's where we're probably going to do that rematch.
The only time I come to New Orleans is for relief efforts, okay?
Shreveport, right by Texas.
I don't really hang out in the hood, so I really don't really go down 20.
Shreveport ain't no damn hood.
I mean, I keep it to 75 and 95.
We both to be in there, man.
You know.
But I'm saying, if you come to break your bike, see, unlike you, Bad Apple will run more than one race at a track. So we're gonna try Knight Rider again, and hopefully we get lucky, and then we'll try you again.
Hey, the only thing about it, y'all just mad that I beat y'all champion.
Hold on,
man.
We're not mad about nothing.
I tell you what, will Geronimo run Lord Hammers? Hello? New Orleans.
Yeah, he will. He will. But we gonna run you first. We gonna run you first.
Oh,
then we gonna run Lord Hammers.
I tell you what.
We gonna run you first. We run you first. I tell you what. We'll run you first, and then we'll run Lord Have Mercy on the next run. There you go. You got it. Now stop talking about that. Stop talking about that race. Them white boys trying to race you. Them white boys trying to race you. Don't get off the subject. Don't say nothing else. Y'all let him talk to the white boy.
Wait. First of all, you need to watch your tone because I own you. I own you. Watch your tone now, Mike. these panty draws and paper draws, everything that you called me before that race. Now, I beat you. These paper draws beat you. And I cut your head off. Something that you should have learned in Ricky Gasson's school about leaving the line. Leave it first. But you didn't. You didn't.
Hey, why don't you get that race locked in with Knight Rider? Let's talk about that. Get that locked in.
Man, look here, man. Tell Opie Taylor to call me. My line's open. Okay?
Chris, you can't get him on the line?
No, he can't get him on the line. You know why?
Yeah.
The man already upset. He locked the money in already.
The man's upset. The man's upset. He was lighting the pipe up. He's probably blew the motor.
The man already upset already.
Like I said, they listen to the link, so anything that's
good. Not scared of you. Custom Karen's top not scared of you.
Man, look at him, man. Alex better stick to making foot pigs because racing ain't his thing. Racing ain't his thing.
I'm going to call
so
you.
Alex,
man,
look at
him,
man.
Hey,
I want
that man
going to
put that GS on you.
Look, Alex Hughes, I want custom cuts on a foot pig and have it to me tomorrow. Have it to me tomorrow, Alex.
I'm going to call in from the other phone and see if Chris will let me in on from the other phone.
All you got to do is press one.
What are you trying to
do, Mayo? Press one. Call Alex on the phone.
Yeah. Man, Alex, hey.
Press one.
Hey, look.
Mayo, don't lose your line because they, let me see.
Hey, Alex Hughes, if you listen tonight, Alex, I need a foot pig. I need a foot pig with custom cuts on the side. And look at it. Have it to me in the morning. Have it to me in the morning. I'll PayPal you the money, okay?
All right, I press one. What?
We're going to trade you in the keep, the whole keep.
Oh, they're leaving the line center with an old school out on lights, all the LEDs on there. Like you night riding, you take them out. Who you think he is, Kit? You think your motorcycle ain't Kit?
I don't know what the hell happened. Yeah, I pulled one.
That man got more LEDs.
Hey, nothing.
That man got more LEDs than a Christmas tree.
That dude crazy.
Damn.
So what that's out?
That's the name of the bike.
It ain't say nothing. So what then?
Man,
that race in Memphis October 25th.
Hold
on.
No, talking about shit.
Memphis is October
25th. I got
shit. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Memphis is October 25th. Custom slip, scattered like a pillow.
Yeah, we are.
Like old Ryan.
Right.
Y'all hear that, dude?
That's how I like old ride.
What's going on, fella?
Hey, man.
Look here, wait, hold on. First of all, y'all don't speak to nobody unless I allow him to say something. Look here, Ryan, if you're trying to say something, ask me first. This is people's camp. Cut some cut.
Right.
Okay? I'm taking over tonight.
Hey,
I'm taking over tonight. Okay?
I have a question.
Okay.
Michael Miller, when are you going to crown on this boy?
Hey, you know what? He couldn't do it. He was down here pissing on himself. And Valdosta, I made a piss on himself. Michael Phillips, Pamper, okay? Hey, don't bring your popcorn. Bring your Pamper.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so I want that lady had it so bad that I'm willing to give some eyes on yellow money.
What? I bet you won't. I bet you won't.
I bet you I will.
I bet you won't.
Because I just want the lady to have it again.
Look here, Cat Daddy. Give me some odds with your own motorcycle. You own a motorcycle.
I own a few motorcycles.
Huh? I don't care how many you own.
I own a few motorcycles.
Yeah. Look here. The South representing this thing. I'm representing Georgia for the boosters. I guarantee you can't bring no 1,000 out here to beat me.
Let me explain one thing to you. Mississippi. The girls from Mississippi got the fastest
bike
on the planet right now.
No. I got the fastest booster in Georgia right
man,
now.
Man,
so
that junk you got, no, that junk you got.
You ain't got nothing outrunning. You ain't got nothing outrunning.
You look like the predator riding a motorcycle going
hey,
down
here. Hey, I can't say this right here. Hey, I can't say this right here. Ain't nobody ever rode a motorcycle, got off that motorcycle, built his own motorcycle, and outran that motorcycle. I've done that. Geronimo is doo-doo. And the rider is, too. Geronimo is doo-doo.
Got a message, man. People from Georgia,
what now,
man, they don't represent Georgia.
Well, that's probably a brawl. You probably got a message from a brawl. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me see if I can get Alex on the phone, guys. This is Alex.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Come on. I don't represent Georgia. Come on, man. Pearson, you better watch who's chiming in.
All right. I got Mr. Alex on the phone. Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, man? We got Cut on the phone here as well. Been talking back and forth, so I'm...
Who is on the line, Chris?
We trying to lock in a race for Memphis or what?
Who is this now? Who is this?
This Alex Hughes.
Okay, what's up, Alex?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I don't mind locking up a race, quarter mile, flip on lane, head up. I don't mind.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't mind. I mean, it don't matter to me. I don't want to talk to you, girls talk to you, because I really don't know you like that, but we can do that. We're planning on
that's
coming
fine.
Up here anyway.
I just try to keep shit simple, man. I just want to race.
I do. I just want to beat your head in. So, I mean, I don't just want to race. Beat your head in. Let me tell you something, Alex. I was planning on coming up there anyway, but since you put your big foot in your mouth, I get cross you. And I don't want to hear nothing about he an old school bike or he spun out the hole or he was looking the other way or looking at his daddy. So I don't want to hear nothing about that. Leave your daddy at the house.
I ain't got no excuses.
Okay, all right. Leave your parents at the house. We can do the race. I'll call Chris after the show go off. He'll get you on the line and we're going to lock this up. And I'll go ahead and do you. You think Michael Phillips ran through you.
We ain't got to do it off the phone. We can do it right now.
I mean, whatever you want to do.
We can lock it in right now. We're not the way that we got the phone.
Okay, if Memphis don't rain out like it's been all year, we can do it. We'll lock it up now. Is that a bet?
Yeah, lock in 1,000 on 25.
1,000? I thought you said 500, Chris.
You can get a $1 million bet.
Hey, Wait, hold on, hold on. Y'all said 500. Look here, Alex. You ain't gonna get all the money that you lost from Michael back off me. You know, we not getting 500.
Anyway, it wasn't a locking matter.
You know,
he's a $1 million man. He's a $1 million man. That's what you're saying. So $1,000 shouldn't be much.
Man, we don't lock in money. We don't lock in no $1,000 on no raise, dog. We lock in 500 right here. That's a gentleman bet. Everybody
knows. Ain't no gentleman bet. A $1,000 is a good bet.
Come on, y'all.
Hey, fuck with that dollar. Keep the raise locked in. Lock in 5 and get the raise over with.
You're going to lock in 500. Let's lock in 500, man. We'll do it, man. That give me enough time to get my motor rebuilt and get up to the Memphis.
Who you going to send to Chris? Hey, you going to send your money to Chris? You going to send your money to Chris or what?
I can. It don't matter to me. I can. It don't matter to me.
I'd rather have a neutral party holding it, you know what I mean?
I mean, it don't matter to me, man. It don't matter to me. Your credit just as good as my credit right now because I don't know you. But it don't matter to me. We're planning on coming anyway. But if you're going to be up there, we'll bust your tail without a lockup. It don't matter. I know you kind of mad because Michael got up in that. But it don't matter, man. But you're messing with the wrong cat, man.
Come
y'all
on, man.
Messing with the wrong cat.
Okay.
Follow that.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. It's me and Alice talking now. That's the only people that need to be talking right now.
But you talking around and stuff. You talking all the way around stuff.
So.
No. No. What I'm saying is.
Yeah. Lock that $500 in, man, and get that money. Put out all that other. Lock the $500 in. I'm there with you again. So lock the money in and let that go to miss.
Okay, I mean, you know, it don't matter to me. Alice, do you want to do that? I'm good.
She's still.
I mean, I don't.
Locked in. That's locked in then, right?
Yeah.
Send the money, Chris.
I'm coming to Memphis. The money is locked in, Chris.
Okay.
I mean, if I need to send my, but one thing about it, if I send you my $500, I want proof that he sent his $500 too. Now, I ain't stupid.
Well, Chris ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you. From the amount that you lost with Michael, and you sending me $500, bro, you better hope your bills paid.
I paid him up already. 2 months in advance. Just make sure,
huh? Because you messing with the wrong cat, man. Let me tell you something. No matter what you saw on the internet or what you read on the internet, don't none of these cats over this way take me lightly. So you stick your neck out there. I got to commend you, bro. You're a duck. You're a good duck. All these guys up here pumping you up, they're going to be betting against you at the track because once they see the people go down, they don't want none of that.
I don't know, Alex, but
that's
I
more
like
money for us. That's fine. That's more money for us.
Hey, man.
We'll take time to
that's a locked up race. Stop talking that old country ass shit and running.
Wait, hold on, Mike. I'm going to tell you this. Hey, I'm going to tell you this right here. Steve's 5 times faster than Bad
Apple.
Now, put that in your record.
Alex, don't even say that shit on mine. Come over there and I'm betting with you. Fuck him.
Man, just a man that just beat your head in. Just a man that just
beat
your head in.
Hey, if I get beat, I get beat. It won't be the first time.
Yeah, and it sure ain't going to be the last call. When I come over there,
that's right.
Man, come on, man. You better hope you
have a good one. Alec cool as a fool. He just keep his poses. That's how he do.
That's how Mike did. Until
he cool as a window fan.
That's how Mike did until I beat his head in. Now he like a broke egg.
That's one thing. I ain't never a broke egg. Your booty might be a broke egg.
Hey, one thing about it, bro. You were looking at my booty going down the track. You were looking at my booty going down the track. Now,
you can't get
you
to me,
looking
boy.
At my booty.
I was playing your little game.
Hey,
you just
look,
worry
look,
about trying
you,
to outrun that
look,
up that
look,
dinosaur.
Let me tell you something. Since you love my booty,
we don't want to hear that
booty. Don't
nobody want to hear that booty.
Look, since you love my booty, you were looking at it.
They got him to come down south. I'm gonna be at that motherfucker with bells on, waiting for your ass at the other end of the racetrack. Soon as you're done, you get that bitch right back up there to the line. But I'm gonna tell a line and I'll see you.
Here we go.
Good night.
Man, you ain't got no fan base.
That's what you want me to do.
You ain't got no fan base. You ain't got no fan base on you.
Good night, sweet booty. Good night.
You ain't got no fan base. You ain't got no fan base.
All right, look, we got another caller here, guys. We're in the show tonight, man. We got 8503.
Okay, line is open.
8503,
your line is open.
He's talking about somebody.
He's
talking about somebody.
What's
wrong
with
him?
All right,
they
said you got an echo. He was on speakerphone or something.
Yeah, we'll talk like that.
Shoot. All right,
oh, that one, all this talk, we at least got one radio locked in.
And he's with
you want to do that off the trailer, or you need to shake it down?
Man, we're going to shake down, man. You think I'm stupid? I'm not.
That's your home track.
I'm not.
I never been to that track, so don't matter me. I never been to that track.
Yeah, he ain't never been to that track because you always
went. Well, technically, I went there in June and watched the rain is all I did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Alex, I ain't got no problem with you, bro. You know, I love the race, man. I shook and jive, man, but, you know, we're going to come up there. We're planning on coming anyway. But I'm gonna tell you, when you see Black Caesar, and when Black Caesar get out in front of you, you might well go ahead and switch off, bro. Go ahead and switch off. Cause ain't no, you know, like I did Michael Phillips. Look, I fell off and got back on and still beat him.
Might be me, so it should be easy money for you.
Hey, man, look, I'm going to tell y'all like this right here, man. I make it how I bring it, man. I brought it fast, and I served it to him fast. He thought he was a champion until he met me.
Damn.
He thought he was a champion.
So, Custom, you say you blew up at the eighth of a mile, and you called
let me tell y'all what.
Hey, all y'all that listen, that dude would always bring my name up. That dude must
want to
beat me. He always bring my name up.
Oh, here we go. Come on.
Which one it is? He want to beat me or he want me to fuck? Which one it is?
I'm telling
you. Fight me or
know
how it is.
That's
what you want
me to
fuck. You know how it is.
You just like a little hoe I'm fucking every time, every day she got my name in my kick in her mouth. So which one you want to be? Or you want to be a motherfucking man?
Here we go. All the talk about this and that. Come on, man. Y'all make my trip go by real fast. Hey, Antonio, you remember when I came to Phoenix City and I beat y'all, man? We shook hands, we went on, man. Why all that talk got to be, man? You know my resume. You know, Mike just enjoy talking shit to you, though. That's all. All the calls that everybody gave me last year and telling me to get right, now I got right, and jokers don't like it. Because I'm right. Then what you do, CC?
You're trying to get ready for the year.
But Antonio, I did Michael Phillips like that, and I beat him, and now he's trying to call me out my name. Bro, you can never talk to me about racing no more. I own you.
All right, we got to call on Mike for a minute. We back to Ellis, man. They ready to lock in with me, man. Do some MSA. You want to know who to send the money to.
Alex, you still on the line. I didn't know you were still on. I'm sorry, bro. I mean, I forget about the little people sometimes. Alex, you still on the line? Little old me, man. No, I'm sorry, Alex. I mean, I got distracted. Yes, bro, we can do it. I mean, you got your bike right? Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. It stays right.
Okay, all right. Cool. Chris, I mean, I don't want to say nothing wrong. Is it okay if we lock in with Alex with the dinosaur?
Don't kill him. All
right.
Well, you goddamn fool.
I mean, man, he's so cool. I watched the video, Alex. I mean, you do a good interview, but bro, come on, man, you got to finish it off.
I'm no professional, man. I'm just a rookie, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. But you don't get no sympathy when it comes to that starting line.
I don't live for the mic.
Oh, okay. Girl, y'all be good. I gotta find my car.
Okay, can I ask you something, Alex? What kind of light did you cut on that race?
A shitty one.
Say what now?
A shitty one.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, all jokes aside, what kind of light did you
cut?
I don't even remember what it was.
Alex, don't tell that motherfucker what kind of light you cut. Fuck him. Tell him to get his ass up there and cut a light.
Wow, Mike. I mean,
all that matters is I cut a worse light than Mike did. That's all that matters. Mike cut a better light than me.
That's right. There you go.
Okay,
there
so what's your outtake of the race? What's your outtake of the race? We ain't heard your side of it. Did you spin?
Yeah,
did you just got outrun?
He lost.
No,
that's
wait, hold on. I want to hear from Alex. Alex, did you spin? Because
Alex, don't fall in that bullshit, Alex.
Hey, we flipped for lanes, and we shook on it, and he beat me to the end of the stripe. That's all that matters.
But did you spin?
I don't know. We both spun, I'm sure.
I mean, of course you don't know. I mean, the way you was looking on the bike, I know you didn't know, but, I mean, did your pit crew say you spun?
I don't even know how to run that bike.
Wow, man.
Don't worry about that.
I'm
just send that
nowhere.
Money for that man. Just send that money to run that man. Stop all the other bullshit.
Man, it ain't no problem,
ain't
Mike.
Ain't no sense asking about our race. You worry about that one you got coming up with you. Stop asking all the questions.
Chris, can you call me after the show go off?
Yeah,
just
we can definitely do that, and we can get the parties
hey,
on,
Alex.
Man, and go on and
hey, make sure you have Alex on the line. Make sure you have Alex on the line. We get this money locked in, and we'll go from there.
Chris, you have your money tomorrow.
Okay, well,
Chris,
you'll have your money tomorrow, too. So ain't no problem with me. You ain't saying nothing.
You have money tomorrow. That's all
you ain't saying nothing.
I ain't trying to say nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say nothing.
You'll have your money tomorrow.
I'm a bigger addict, but I don't even know
it. Yeah, and ain't nobody going off what you say, loser.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm just a pretty. I'm walking around my lace fronts and everything. Yeah, but I got in your head.
You don't even know who you talking to.
Yeah. Hey, I don't care. You sound like Mike.
That's right.
He sound like Mike. I don't care. I'm shell shocked.
You don't even
all
care.
Right, we got another minute, man, before we set the show. In the last minute. Well, he hung up, man. We lost custom cut. Well, I guess when I collected funds from the two parties, I put a post out there to let everyone know that this race is locked.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you might have tomorrow.
Okay. Don't forget about the text that I sent you that they got.
Okay. I put it out there on the Facebook page. Okay. All right. Hey, guys, I appreciate you calling me, Chris.
Hey, we
all right,
got to
wait
for Chris.
Huh?
When that race is in Memphis?
October 25th.
Yeah. Oh, it's October 25th. Okay.
Right.
That's all right. I'm going to do the same. Give them all the issue while they're down there.
There. All right, guys. Well, you all have a nice night, and I guess we will talk back on Wednesday next week.
All right,
Chris. All right, guys.
All right, later.